los chicos, ¿eso qué?
¡Simónese!
Bueno, ¿qué? Órale.
Talk about the podcast. That's one of the reasons why I'm hoping that this will be of interest to people, even if they're not real interested in soccer. I mean, obviously, your passion for the team is a central motivation, but what are the other reasons why you and Glyco decided to start making a podcast?
Yeah, that's funny. The primary reason for starting a podcast for Chivas USA fans and supporters was that for an unexplainable reason, Chivas USA doesn't have its own podcast, doesn't have a channel of information or of news, of updates for the team. They have a website. Occasionally they have a working blog. There are Chivas USA fans that want to know what's going on. Did that player get hurt? Or why is that player playing that way? Or who is the player that's on his way from another team to come and play for Chivas USA? And we found that this is central to becoming a fan of the team, and there was a need for it. So about a year and a half ago, a buddy of mine, Ivan, also known as Glyco, he called me and said, "Hey, you know, you've been talking about wanting to do a podcast. I have equipment. Let's do it." So we decided, yeah, let's try it. Let's do it. And it's actually quite easy than one would think. To this day, we're still going strong. We've been around for over a year and a half, and we really want to give the fans of Chivas USA a voice, an outlet. And believe me, with all the turmoil and with all the poor direction that this club has been going through in the last 3 or 4 years, there was a need for it. So it was obvious to us that, like, this is something that we have to do. Again, it's a calling. You don't wake up one day and say, "I want to do this." You know, it just kind of happens organically, and that's basically how it manifested.
So what were the first few months like? What was easier than expected? What was more difficult than you guys were expecting?
Oh, man, again, another great question. The easiest thing was just to talk about the team, because, you know, we do that every day. We do that when we're on the phone. We do that while we're at the game. And when you care about something so much, it's easy to talk about it. So you put a mic in front of yourself, totally easy. The hard part, I think, initially was just kind of figuring out how we wanted to structure it. Do we want to crack jokes? You know, what kind of format do we want to follow? What other podcasts do we want to emulate? And through that, we figured, you know, a two-person host show and occasional guest. But one of the things that we did that's unique from all other podcasts, and actually there's two things. The first thing was we're probably the only Spanglish-centered American soccer podcast. Hablamos español and we speak English, and then hablamos of the two. Hablamos los dos, you know, las dos idiomas, you know. So again, you don't have to speak English necessarily. You don't have to speak Spanish necessarily. But if you can speak a little bit of both, which is kind of how we do things here in Southern California anyways, that makes us different from all other podcasts. And that came through trial and error. And then the other thing is we have Alicia Rodriguez, who's a writer on the Goat Parade, and that's her Chivas USA soccer blog. She's wonderful. She brings another voice. And again, there's not a lot of podcasts for American soccer that have a female voice. So, like I said, taking from the Black Army, we're all about diversity and inclusiveness, and that's basically what we've done with our podcast. And I would say the absolute most hardest thing to do with this podcast is getting help and support from Chivas USA. They have not at all returned calls. They have not made any effort to send us players to talk about the team on the show. We've made requests, we've asked for press passes, and they've made it pretty much impossible to try to get that done. So that was unexpected, but hey, you know, we'll work around it. It's all part of the punk rock culture of being a supporter, a fan, and now a podcaster.
About how many people listen? Do you know who's listening? Do you know, or do you have to guess? Is there any way to measure that?
We go by downloads, so we don't know if it's multiple downloads or what, but on occasion, we could average as low as 100 downloads, and in some cases when things are hot and, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening, up to like 400 or 500 downloads. Now, we're available through iTunes, through the CSRN USA.com website, which is a podcast network of other soccer podcasts, Champion Soccer Radio Network. We're also available on Buzzsprout, and then we're also available now on Stitcher.
What's been the most rewarding part of doing the podcast? What's been the most fun?
Honestly, and this is just putting it quite bluntly, is therapy. You know, it's hard to cheer for a team, come out to a game, to watch a team that, you know, has no chance of winning every time. And, you know, the podcast has served as an outlet for us as well to just kind of release that angst, that anger, that frustration. You know, when you see, you know, a team, I mean, everybody wants to cheer for a winner, but that's really hard. You know, when, you know, the team that you love and support doesn't even want to help you, you know, with that, but it all kind of just strengthens our resolve anyway. So, for the most part, yeah, I would say it's been very, very, very therapeutic.
What's been the most difficult part of doing the podcast?
You know, time. I'm married with kids. I have a career, and you know, I have obligations that I can't be flexible with. So, finding the appropriate time to do it is probably the biggest challenge. But you know, we love what we do, so we make time when we can.
If someone had a passion for sports or some other topic and wanted to start a podcast, what would you tell them? Do you have any tips, advice, warnings?
I would say do it. I mean, anything you do out of love, I mean, nothing can go wrong because at least your intentions are there. To start up a podcast, I mean, you could even just go on YouTube and just type up, how do I do a podcast? And there's tens of thousands of videos. I may be exaggerating, more like tens of hundreds of videos on how to do this and what equipment to use. People could always ask each other. I mean, it's a small community, and it's not that difficult, and it's not that expensive. You just need to have the time, energy, and, of course, the passion for it.
What's y'all's theme song at the beginning?
it's a cover of a 70s punk rock song, ironically enough, by a Chicano punk rock group out here in Orange County called Manic Hispanic, and it's called If the Vatos Are United.
What are some of the other bands and music that you've used for the program?
Oh, you know what? There's an 80s Mexican-American punk rock group called The Plugs, and they do a really cool cover of La Bamba. We use a lot of their music. There's a Elvis impersonator, a Mexican-American Elvis impersonator, Elvez, and we use a lot of his music. And then we throw in the occasional hip-hop and ska music from Argentina. Again, it's all part of the process, you know. What song would fit into this? We'll play, for example, the Mexican Institute of Music. There's a cover of The Verve's Bittersweet Symphony that they do in Spanish. We try to put a more of a Mexican-American spin because we're talking about something that's important to us, and that's Chivas USA, American soccer, and yet we're Mexican-American, so, like, why not put more Mexican-American music that a lot of people may not hear on the radio?